On Tuesday, the winter solstice will occur in the northern hemisphere, the longest night and shortest day of the year. Humans have marked the winter solstice for thousands of years, and for the past quarter of a century, musician Paul Winter has observed the occasion with a special concert, and several thousand people attend each sold-out performance to hear music and song from around the world. This past week, the solstice concert took place at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine in New York City, and this year, when Americans have been told they face a great cultural divide. The 25th anniversary event, which merges the sacred and the secular, has taken on a special meaning. NPR's Margot Adler visited Paul Winter as he prepared for it.
We're building cases here for the new gamelan gongs we've gotten.
We're in Paul Winter's studio and barn in northern Connecticut. The gongs from Bali have just been unpacked, and the new wind gong from China is about to be painted silver to represent the moon that will rise in the west end of the cathedral. Winter moves with an agility that belies his 65 years, walking between boxes and packing crates until we get to a 28-foot-tall sculpture, his Tree of Sound.
There are hundreds of bells and gongs and chimes that are hung all over this thing to represent the diversity of life on Earth. And so there's just a few of them here, but you can get a sense of it because it turns.
Winter is preparing for an event he has never described as a religious celebration. He has been known to call himself a practicing saxophonist. Instead, he says the winter solstice is a universal milestone. The return of life and light is about surviving in a cold climate and giving the spirit a lift so deeply needed when days are dark and short. Centuries ago, nothing was taken for granted.
So that these customs of lighting fires and candles to beseech the sun to come back, bringing green, evergreen plants in the house, all the things that are part of our Christmas traditions now, all came from those ancient times when people did those things with deep humility in the face of this mystery and miracle of nature.
Winter's solstice celebration has brought together Gaelic singers and African dancers, as well as the calls of birds, wolves, and whales. But Winter says it's not a performance. He says the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, the largest Gothic cathedral in the world, larger than two football fields, so large the Statue of Liberty could fit within it, is really the only space such an event could take place.
For me, it transcends even being a church. The place I would compare it to is the Grand Canyon. I mean, people have said, would you do this at Carnegie Hall, or would you do it in some other hall in the country? And I said, no, I couldn't. It's not about a concert and a stage and people sitting in rows as spectators. It's about a space that embraces everyone and welcomes everyone and invites their participation in some way.
This year, the performers include the American frame drummer Glenn Velez, Irish Illan piper Davy Spillane, and the Russian Dmitry Pokrovsky Ensemble. And all of them stitched together by Paul Winter's soprano saxophone. Roberta Kornfeld Gordon has been coming to the solstice all the way from Portland, Maine for some 20 years. Although she is Jewish, she finds herself at home in the cathedral.
The cathedral can be darkened, it can be gradually growing in lights, and I just feel the majesty of the place and the universality of the music. It is everybody's music.
Catholics, Protestants, Buddhists all find their way to the solstice. Kevin Gerard Cannon works by day as a New York City tour guide. This will be his 23rd solstice at the cathedral, which he describes as a magical place, something like Hogwarts.
You'll hear a voice or a horn or something come from someplace. It's almost as if the building was singing by itself.
His favorite part of the event, which has been recorded and broadcast numerous times, is the Hallelujah Chorus.
Being allowed to howl in church and not get smacked for it?
The celebration also includes a huge sun gong rising up into the vaulted ceiling of the cathedral, with the player rising as well, and a large earth ball rolling around the aisles only to rise spinning.
Paul cast a vision that we're all under the same sun.
The very Reverend Dr. James Kowalski, Dean of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, tells me, look, I don't have the guts or skill to be an astronaut, but for an instant here, I can understand a part of that experience.
Suddenly, when you're looking up at the Earth in the ceiling of the cathedral, it doesn't seem to matter as much what country you come from. We're all in this together. And I love that.
This is the kind of statement you hear from everyone. Margaret Lloyd is 88 and attends regularly. Brought up Catholic, Lloyd says the event is about spirituality, something larger than human concerns.
I don't need any religious people telling me how to do it. I just need to be there and listen and be with it as much as I can be.
Falling between Hanukkah and Christmas, for many who attend Paul Winter's solstice celebration, it's a way to heal the divisions in the world. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.